Well, we're going to go over an aspect of hormone use for ladies that isn't as widely publicized as it should be. Estrogen plays a very important role in lung health. No kidding. It also plays a very important role in vocal quality. Let's see, do our voices change when we go into puberty for both women and for men? Uh-huh. After a while, we don't sound like kids anymore. Yeah. And guess what happens when the hormones go away? Well, it's granny or grandpa voice. And you can always tell a grandma or grandpa on the radio, can't you? Mm-hmm. Well, estrogen makes a difference for vocal quality for ladies, but that's only a place to start. Estrogen plays an important role in preventing chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and emphysema. No kidding. Now, for people who've never smoked, men or women, there are 6 or 7 times more women with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease who've never smoked than men who've never smoked. Does that say something about estrogen? But postmenopausal lung deterioration is research proven to be reversible with estrogen. Yeah. There are 73 research reports, no kidding, check PubMed, jointly authored by Drs. Donald Massaro, that's M-A-S-S-A-R-O for people who like to check PubMed, and Dr. Gloria Massaro, M-A-S-S-A-R-A-O, and sometimes other co-authors from the Lung Biology Laboratory at Georgetown University School of Medicine. Some of these studies have established that estrogen is extremely important to women's lung health. Unfortunately, many of us have no idea about that, since reporting about these studies has been minimal to non-existent in newspapers, television, radio, and major internet websites, all of which appear to prefer to reprint financially driven news releases from patent medicine companies instead of doing their own investigative research and reporting. Although chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which is also called COPD, and emphysema are obvious and well-known results of smoking, non-smokers sometimes develop it too, as I said, women much more often than men. Huh. That alone should be a clue, but scientific proof is best, and that's what the doctors Massaro have provided. What follows is limited to just 4 of their reports. Can't tell you about all 73 today. These 4 studies help explain why women tend to have such lung problems, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, more often than men, and show just how simple it can be not only to protect your lungs, but also to repair any damage that's already been done. Well, let's see. Hey, we've all heard that when women are pregnant, they eat for 2, don't we? Uh-huh, and women breathe for 2 also when they're pregnant. Where's that oxygen come from that goes to the little fetus gestating away in there? Where's it come from? The lungs. Imagine that. The woman's lungs. The first research report that I'm going to tell you about was published by the doctors Massaro in 1995. Now, here they were working with female rats, and I keep mentioning that when I talk about rats, I'm talking about rats, not politicians. Working with female rats, the researchers discovered that oxygen uptake almost doubles during pregnancy and nursing. Wow! Oxygen uptake almost doubles during pregnancy and nursing, even though the structure and surface area of the lungs remained the same as before. The researchers suspected that the hormone increases of pregnancy were responsible for the increased oxygen uptake. Huh, so imagine what happens after menopause when the estrogen goes down. Could it be decreased oxygen intake? Yep. Well, back to those female rats. Lung surface, which didn't change during pregnancy, just like female women, the research team also found that mature female rats have a higher total lung surface area for oxygen-carbon dioxide exchange than male rats. Oh, wow. Mature female rats who haven't gone through rat menopause have a higher oxygen-carbon dioxide exchange in male rats. The females had significantly smaller alveoli, which are the billions of tiny oxygen carbon dioxide exchanging sacs that comprise its lung's spongy tissue, than the males. And the smaller the alveoli in the lungs, the more there are, which accounts for the greater gaseous surface exchange area. Now, a year after they reported these initial discoveries, the same doctors proved that estrogen is directly responsible for the difference between the lungs and female and male rats in two ways. First, they removed the ovaries from immature female rats and found that when they'd fully matured, these females had larger alveoli, remember that's not beneficial, and a smaller gas exchange surface area than the female rats of the same age who haven't had their ovaries removed. Oops! Rats are people. If you have your ovaries removed, it affects your lungs and how well you can breathe, just like menopause does. In the second area of this phase of the study, the researchers gave a group of immature female rats extra estrogen and found that these females developed smaller, more numerous alveoli. Remember, the more alveoli, the greater the gaseous surface exchange. Then did immature rats, not given estrogen. To rule out the possibility that hormones in general are responsible for lung development, they tried testosterone and testosterone-related hormones like DHEA, but it didn't make any blinking difference. They also discovered that male newborn rats that had been genetically engineered to be deficient in androgen receptors, that wasn't a nice thing to do with those rats, was it? So their own testosterone would be less effective, had the same lung development as newborn male rats with normal receptors. So, testosterone doesn't make that much difference in the way the lungs behave. They just behave. But estrogen for women surely does. Now, mentioned before that during pregnancy, mom is breathing for two. And this fits perfectly with estrogen's effect of improving mom's oxygen-absorbing capability. I'm sorry, guys. We don't get that. With all the information they compiled, these researchers concluded that estrogen has a major responsibility for lung function in females. Yeah, I'm repeating myself, aren't I? From there, they moved on to the test the effects of estrogen loss and replacement on lung health. They reversed lung damage with estrogen. No kidding. First, they found that removing the ovaries, remember that, results in poor breathing, less surface area. But when they gave the rats that had their ovaries removed estrogen replacement, they regained some of the alveoli they'd lost. Those little breathing buckets. But the ones that were damaged got better. They concluded that estrogen is required for maintenance of already formed little alveoli in the lungs and actually induces regeneration of damaged ones. Now, in 2006, the doctors Massaro added their series of studies with a review article of their own work as well as the research of others. The review pointed out that, here we go, normal aging already results in the loss of lung alveoli and that menopause further accelerates the loss of lung surface area. Yeah, I know I've said that, but, you know, researchers tend to repeat themselves, and there we are. They pointed out that in their work and in other laboratories, it has disproved the notion that the lungs are incapable of regeneration. They've disproven it. Research indicates that the factors regulating both loss and regeneration are the same for rats, mice, and humans. No kidding. Other researchers have since shown that female lungs can be definitely regenerated with estrogen, so an independent research group. Here's what they wrote. Lungs isolated from old mice, 24 months old, by that time estrogen deficient, demonstrated decreased lung volume and increased alveolar wall thickness. Now remember, those alveoli are the little teeny sacs that exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide. So summarizing all that, in female mice, old lungs can be regenerated into young lungs. And remember that lung loss and regeneration had already been shown by the doctors Massaro to be the same in rats, mice, and humans. So one of the slogans we've got for bioidentical hormone replacement is breathe better and for much longer with bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. If you're healthy and you're not and postmenopausal, you should seriously consider bioidentical hormone replacement therapy if you want to maximize your lungs' ability to absorb oxygen. Makes sense. Now, there's a lot of other reasons for using it too, but that's a big deal, absorbing oxygen. This is especially important if you're an athlete and want to continue your athletic activities for as long as you can. But maintaining healthy lungs also makes simple daily tasks like walking up and down the stairs much easier. Bioidentical hormone replacement therapy may be especially important for women, non-smoking ones, who have emphysema or COPD. If your estrogen levels are low enough to have caused or at least contributed to these problems, chances are you're at a significantly higher risk for other problems associated with estrogen levels, such as, Alzheimer's disease, heart attack, cardiovascular disease, and osteoporosis. But bioidentical hormone replacement therapy can protect you from all these conditions while it's helping to repair the damage. Remember, repair the damage that's been done to your lungs. Yes, lungs can be repaired. It's going to be awful tough if you've been a smoker. But if you haven't, and you're having some lung trouble, if you're a lady, think about bioidentical hormones, and the estrogen is a key one there. Even if your emphysema and or COPD can be linked to smoking, it's still worth trying. It may not help as much as if you'd never smoked, but if you're past menopause, your estrogens are already low, so replacing what your body is missing certainly won't hurt, and it might help your lungs. Not as certain as if you'd never smoked, but still it might help. Now, what about that women's vocal quality and singing? Now, there's no formal studies for women, since the early days, and that was the 1980s, 82, 83, 84, since the early days of bioidentical hormone replacement, many women, as well as choir masters and voice instructors, have told me how much bioidentical hormone replacement therapy restores vocal quality. One instructor bothered to phone me from Southern California, a nice guy, in the late 1980s to thank me for himself and his students for introducing comprehensive bioidentical hormone replacement therapy a few years before. He noticed that after menopause, almost none of the women he worked with sounded the same as they did before menopause. But when one of his students, a postmenopausal woman, started bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, her voice made such a dramatic comeback within just a few months that he recommended to all the postmenopausal women he worked with, and they all improved. Well, said this before, but I'm going to repeat it again. When does a girl's voice start sounding like a woman's voice? Yep, we all know the answer to that, puberty. And we can all tell when a woman is getting older just by listening. Her voice sounds like grandma. It just makes sense that as her estrogen goes down, her voice changes. Yeah, guys, same thing happens when your testosterone goes down. Okay, well, enough ranting and raving here about estrogen in the lungs. Estrogen and overall bioidentical hormone replacement therapy helps many, many, many things.